Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
This is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 121. Today is September 11th, 2012, and today's topic, life is a game and you make the rules. As I read your comments to last week's podcast, in which I contended that forgiveness is never necessary because people's behavior has no meaning, I could hear many of you thinking, if events have no meaning, what's the point of life? Why do anything? Why care about anything? In fact, how can you possibly care about anything if nothing has meaning? These are thoughtful questions that I'll answer in today's podcast. And you might want to take a look at my responses to last week's podcast on my blog at MortyLefkoe.com. The difference between consequences and meaning. Events, including people's behavior, usually have consequences. In my case, for example, my mom had to work two jobs when I was young, and I had to work full-time while going to graduate business school as a result of my dad not providing financial support. But his not giving us financial support had no meaning. By which I mean, I can't draw any conclusion for sure from his behavior. I don't know anything I didn't know before from his behavior. We've had clients who had been sexually abused earlier in life. The meaning they gave the abuse, the beliefs they formed, was that they were damaged goods, that men couldn't be trusted, that life was dangerous, etc. When they realized the events had horrific consequences, but it had no inherent meaning, and when the beliefs had all disappeared, they experienced a freedom they couldn't have imagined possible. The event hadn't been running their life. The meanings they had given the event had been. The role of values. A belief is a statement about reality that feels true, but exists only in our mind. It's the meaning we gave to a series of meaningless events. We have beliefs about ourselves, for example, I'm not good enough. People, for example, people can't be trusted. And life, for example, life is difficult. These are meanings we gave to events in our lives. A value is a belief about what we think is right or wrong, good and bad. Examples include parents should or shouldn't, whatever. The function of government should be whatever. People should, whatever, and it's wrong to, whatever. These and other value statements are beliefs. You can't see in the world that they're true. Many people would disagree with any value statement you make. They exist only in your mind. If value statements are always a type of belief, and beliefs are always meaning we make up to explain meaningless events, then value statements are arbitrary and cannot be absolute truth. I'm not saying this is easy to accept or that it doesn't feel wrong or that it seems to create many insolvable problems. Maybe it does. But wanting values to be objective and wanting your values to be the right values doesn't make them so. Ken Wilber has summarized the conclusions of many people who study the development of consciousness. They've demonstrated that society and individuals go through stages of consciousness, with each stage having its own unique worldview. The three stages that exist in most third world countries today are traditional, which is ethnocentric, family values, accepting religious dogma as absolute truth. Modern, which is world-centric, the Industrial Revolution, science and rationality, and postmodern, pluralistic, civil rights for all, a concern for the well-being of all people and for the environment. People in each stage of development think that their worldview is correct and the others are wrong. If you have any question about this, look at how conservatives, largely at the traditional stage, and liberals, largely at the postmodern stage, view each other. And see almost any of Wilber's many books for more information on stages of development. You forgot your life is a game. When you play a game, be it a sport like golf or tennis, or a card game like poker, or a board game like Clue or Monopoly, you feel good when you win and bad when you lose. Why? Because you've arbitrarily accepted that something is better than something else. You try to get the little white ball on a hole hundreds of yards away in less tries than someone else. Is it really better to do that? No. There's nothing about the nature of reality that makes it better. It's better because we say so, and only because we say so. The same is true for any sport or any game. Yet despite the fact that we arbitrarily made up rules that said something is better than something else, we get excited when we win, in other words, do what the rules require better than others, and sad or even upset when we lose. What does it really mean if we win or lose? Take a moment, think about it. Can you get that it really means nothing? But because we pretend that it matters, we give all we can give mentally and physically to winning and not losing. And we've positive emotions when we win and negative emotions when we lose. And yet, despite those reactions, some part of us knows that we're playing a game. We know that at some point we'll put the game away and go back to real life, to our family and career. So although we have emotional reactions to how well we play the game, the feelings only go down so far and not farther because we know it's a game. The emotions engendered by a game are rarely as intense as those in real life. Life is a game just like all the other games. The only difference is that life is the only game that we don't realize is a game. Each of us is made up largely unconsciously a set of rules, our values, based on our worldview and our beliefs. And we think our rules are right and inherently true, and everyone else's are wrong. Sorry to break the bad news. Ours aren't right and theirs aren't wrong. I'm not suggesting that we do anything different than what we are already doing. All I'm suggesting is that we acknowledge that what we think is real is actually a game. We made up the rules, and now we can play the life game full out. We can be happy when we win and dissatisfied when we lose, but realize it's only because we said so. And here's the bottom line. It's always possible to remember that we made up the rules, even if they were made up unconsciously and adopted largely by osmosis from our culture and our parents. And when we do that, we also can remember that events have no inherent meaning, at which point the pain and suffering resulting from losing at the game of life can be dissolved on the spot. Please let me and my listeners know what you think. Your comments increase the value we all receive. I read all the comments and respond to as many as I can. So please go to the blog at MortyLefko.com and let us know what you think. And if you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefko.com. And don't forget, if you'd like information about having a Lefko Method facilitator help you to permanently eliminate any behavioral or emotional problem in your life, please call us at 415-884-0552. 884-0552. And finally, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko Belief Process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one negative belief free. Have a great week. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.